Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeri Williams. I'm so glad that you tuned in. And if you are new to my channel, welcome. Well, podcast, not channel. welcome, and I'm glad to have you here. And for my ones who've been listening, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And we're going to get right into it today. So today we're going to be talking about the truth. The four motherhood truths that we often don't discuss. You know, I get it. It is something that we always put on the back burner of talking about, but I'm going to bring it to the front because you have to hear these things to just become a better woman, mom, wife, entrepreneur, business owner, or career-driven woman, whatever you are, it's going to make you better. The first thing is to choose to do right by your family. You can set boundaries with close friends and family, even your partner, without having to explain to them why you have to do so. Because oftentimes we feel like we have to over-explain things so that people truly understand where we're coming from. But sometimes they're still not going to get it once you explain it. They're just going to look at you like you're crazy and go back to what they said. So create those boundaries. Because if you're rubbed wrong by them constantly, it's not okay. I know parents and friends always think they know best for you. I have air quotes. But in reality, they don't know your day-to-day life or what you're going through or how you are overcoming things or how you're navigating things. Like, they just don't know. So you have to create those boundaries and be okay with it. Because at the end of the day, it's going to reflect on your family. So if you don't create boundaries and people are constantly trying to push that line, then that's going to be tough for your family. It can be tough on your partner, with your relationship. Even your kids are seeing that. They're going to be like, oh, I have to, you know, let people in and do certain things. Like, you have to teach them there's a time and place for that. I know it's hard, but choose right, okay? And I want to tell you to set your own expectations in your home. That works for you. You are the homekeeper. You run that thing on a day-to-day basis. You are the one, you know, for the most part, probably doing the meal planning. You're working on doing the laundry, making sure that's done. You're working on making sure the kids are good. You have so many responsibilities, appointments, and activities, and just making sure the house is run smoothly. So set expectations that make you feel happy. If you don't like doing certain tasks and you hire someone for it or find a way that you can minimize doing it, then so be it. Okay, no judgment over here because I get it. You don't have to do the ideal task because they said so, or, you know, that was an unknown thing that people talk about. You do it because you enjoy it. If you don't like cooking and you want to sign up for a meal thing, I forgot what they're called, but if you want to sign up for that to help alleviate a lot of cooking, you already had ingredients and you can throw it together, or you find a lot of crock pot meals or air fryer meals, it's no judgment. If you don't want to clean up the playroom every single day, so be it, okay? Just make sure there's no food in it, though. But it's just those things. Set your own expectations. And when I say choose to do right by your family, even that's for, like, careers and other things, like, making sure that you keep them at your forefront. Because oftentimes, you will choose your career or your job or whatever it is and try and put them in front of your kids because you're like, well, that's the way I make money and that's what provides for the home. But sometimes you won't get those experiences back if you had something else to do with your family. So try and keep that at your forefront, because at any point your job can lay you off, but you're always going to have your family. But you're always going to have your family, but your kids grow and your marriage, or if you're in a relationship, that can shift because of that. So just be mindful of that as well. And I know it's, you know, tough having a balance, but that's where that intentional planning comes in. That's when that village comes in. That's when those boundaries come in. So many factors that you can do. It's not going to always be perfect, but you can create the balance that you choose to do. It doesn't have to be the perfect balance. It's a balance where you're not draining yourself out. That's what I mean when I say balance. It's what makes you happy. My other point is, resting is not lazy. Don't ever feel like, oh, if I sit down and take a moment for myself, I'm being lazy. Honey, you're not being lazy. You're just focusing on yourself, okay? Because if God can rest on the seventh day when he finished creating the world, then you can rest too. And that's something I always remind myself of. Like, if God is big on us resting, then I need to make sure I'm resting. Because if he's telling me that, and if he does it, then I need to do the same thing despite it all. Because rest is meant to recharge your mind, body, and soul. So imagine if we just keep running on what we have instead of pouring back the energy we lose. We could be a mess, or we are in a mess if you are in that place right now. It's like you're overwhelmed, you're frustrated. You just want to just run away from it all. You just need a vacation. But it's just like, no, make a tweak to you being more selfful. Think about ways that you can make time for you. If you have to wake up earlier to work out or read a book or really do things for you, then do so. If you have to stay up late to do something for you, then do so. If you have to take a day off from work to have a day for you, then do so. Be selfful. Because if you are not good, your home is not good, and your life is not good, and it just trickles, and you don't want to be burned out. You don't want to live a life where you're surviving from day to day, and you're just resentful towards everything, and you're just always thinking about you getting away. You want to be able to be present. If you feel like that now, then please, please, please plan out time daily and weekly to rest. Put it in your planner. Hold yourself accountable. I'm rooting for you because you deserve rest. And I know if you're a mom right now who's breastfeeding and that sleep deprivation is real, I want you to find times during the day to just nap. I mean, if you're a stay-at-home mom, take a nap with baby naps. If you're a working mom, find times that you can go to bed earlier or sleep in on certain days, or do what you have to do. Just make sure that you're taking care of you. But be safe and wise when you make those decisions, okay? Alright, so also, you might hear my son dozing in the back. He's sitting with me, napping while I'm doing this for y'all. But saying no does not mean you do not care. I used to not be able to say no as much before I was a mom, but now I know it's bigger than me. I have to think about my family. I have to think about how it affects my husband, how it affects my son, how it affects our household warning. So I had to be okay with my no, point blank period. Okay? I don't have to explain why I said it. If I choose to explain it, then cool. But if not, it is what it is. So many people will try to manipulate and guilt trip you for it. So you can say yes, but if you don't agree with what they're saying, or you're not available to help them because you had plans or just don't want to, then so be it. If someone asked you to go out last minute, but you knew you wanted to sit at home in your pajamas watching your favorite show or just relaxing, if you say no, so be it. Put yourself first. It's okay. And if you want to go out, you can, but don't feel pressure, okay? No pressure. It doesn't mean that you don't care, though. It just means that you're creating boundaries and protecting your peace. And you're not trying to run yourself to the ground because you want to please everyone around you. You're not a people pleaser. You're not meant to have to break your neck for everyone when it's time for them to do something for you. They're not paying attention, or they're going to say no. So put your needs first. I hope you heard me on that. Put your knees first. There's been plenty of times I had to stand my ground. And I don't regret it. Because it made me grow in that area of saying no. Like, it's like every time I say no, I'm getting stronger at saying no. And I don't regret it. Because at the end of the day, if it's not for me, it's not for me. And my last one is, your choices do affect your family, even if you do not think so. And that's like kind of like how I said, how you choose, how you have to be aware of decisions that you make for your family. Because you have to be wise with how you are showing up every day. You have to be wise on what you're eating or what you're doing or how you're talking and speaking to other people, because your children are watching. Even if they're little ones and they're not able to talk yet, they are observing you. If you're living in unhealthy habits, your little ones are taking it in. That's why I make it mandatory for me to reflect on my actions daily, weekly, and monthly to ensure I'm becoming my best self. I'm always like, okay, Jeray, did you do your best today? Did you become 1% better? Did you learn something new? If you did have a moment where you didn't feel your best, what can you do the next day to get better? You have to have those conversations with yourself. Especially, I know for me, since I'm a stay-at-home mom now, and my son watches everything I do because he's always with me for the most part. So I have to be mindful. So now it's to a point where my son will grab my yoga mat and he wants to do yoga, or I'm doing squats with me or whatever workout I'm doing. He wants to join in because he keeps seeing me doing that. And also I'm making sure I'm eating healthier. Like y'all know, I went back plant-based because I love being plant-based. But if you're not plant-based, that's fine too. But just make sure you're eating healthy meals that are balanced. Because my son, he will eat smoothies, he'll drink water, he'll drink tea. He loves sweet potatoes right now. It's so funny, he loves it. Like, he'll eat like a whole bowl of sweet potatoes and just be happy with it. But it's those moments that we have to make sure that we are doing it so that they are going to be able to learn how to do it too. Making sure that you're investing yourself by reading or going to new courses or classes or just doing something to help you show that you are a lifelong learner and putting those things into action as well. Because that shows them that you truly take care of yourself and they should want to do the same. It's like actions are stronger than words. That kind of quote. Because I used to have a bad binge watching habit. It's just like sometimes I'm just like, I want to unplug, but then I end up getting, you know, wrapped in into the show. And the whole world stopped for me. But I tell you, I would sit there and try and watch the whole season, all the seasons, just so that I can see what happens. But I realized when I'm doing that, my son is watching me. He's like, oh, it's cool to watch TV all day, or it's cool to just binge, like when you can just take it into rations watching TV. Then I went into a place where I was like, okay, I'm going to discipline myself. I have to do all my heavy hitter to do this and do all the things I need to do before I watch TV. But even then, for me, when I did watch it, I'm like, well, you're not using your time wisely. And that's what allowed me to go into my fast as well from No Entertainment, because it has transformed me to see that it's more that I'm called to do besides that. And so it's been stretching me as well. But you have to just really evaluate how you are showing up and be honest with yourself. You don't even have to explain it to other people. But if you want accountability, you can let me know. I can hold you accountable too, girl. But those are the things. And so I want you to know these truths because I want you to be able to live in your best purpose and show up for yourself every day. And I hope this podcast has blessed you. And if you like it, share it, subscribe, tag me on your story. Follow me on Instagram at Jeray.Williams, and I will talk to you soon. Have a good one.